Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us. Well, welcome listeners to our podcast, Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. And we are here in this month of February talking about evangelism. Today, we have two very special people joining, Elaine and Miguel Ventura. A little bit about them. I'm going to give you sort of by way of introduction, but you are going to want to get to know them and you are going to want to hear their stories. Miguel is from El Salvador and migrated to the U.S. in 1989. And Elaine hails from the Dominican Republic. She also migrated to the U.S. as a young child, grew up in Miami, and moved to Virginia, where they now live. They have a beautiful family, which they'll tell you a little bit about. And when they are not working or taking care of their family, they spend most of their time, they said about 8.5 months of the year, all of their weekends evangelizing, giving retreats, teaching courses, teaching on or presenting the Unbound Freedom in Christ Conference in numerous places, and we just couldn't think of a better couple to represent the spirit of the new evangelization of evangelism than this power couple, Elaine and Miguel. So to finish up this intro, when I asked them, what are you guys passionate about, as if you couldn't already tell, this is the reply I got. We are passionate about God the Father, and we love to evangelize. We are passionate about teaching and sharing the good news of the Lord with others. We are passionate in helping others to know God. So you're going to get to hear a lot of great things about how they bring that the gospel to the world. Gal and Elaine, tell us a little bit about your personal encounters with the Lord. How did you first come to a personal relationship with God?
Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, and Heart of the Father Ministry for this opportunity to share with you and the world about a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and let Miguel talk a little bit first.
Yeah, thank you again. And as you said, I'm from El Salvador, and I immigrated to the United States in 1989, running away from a civil war that I was going on in El Salvador. And wow. I got to Virginia, and I came with a dream. With a dream to see how I can help my family. I came with a little bit of faith in my heart. Since I was little, I have an experience with the Lord, but I think it was just a little bit of faith. When I came over here, I was called by God. As soon as I came, I got a call from, I remember it was a nun. It was a nun from Spain that he just called me and said, I want you to give a talk to the parish, and then to go to the youth group. And I was like, things are crazy. I'm not that person. I just came from the Sabbath. I don't know what I'm going to say. And somehow she was the person that the Lord used to call me. And I get into the church for a few months, you know, since I came. But then I just went off. I ran away from the Lord. But that call, it was there. It was in my heart. And after spending a few years looking to fill my emptiness in my heart, I had to come back to the Lord. And that's when I get to know Elaine in a prayer group. At that time, I didn't, you know, like anything for her. Just was looking to fill that emptiness in my heart. And and that's how I get into the prayer group and know her. In that prayer group, I got my experience, my encounter with the Lord Jesus.
That's awesome. Let's hear a little bit about your faith, Elaine.
So I grew up in a Catholic family. I remember that I had to go to Mass like every Sunday or Saturday in the Dominican Republic. I had a very good relationship with my mom, my dad. My dad was the one who introduced us, you know, to go to church. So then we migrated to Miami, Florida, and I just went a train, you know, I just went away from the church. I said, you know, this is too boring. It's not the same as in the DR. So I went away for a couple of years. And then a friend of mine, she invited me to go to church, to Corpus Christi in Miami, Florida. So I remember it was December 1992. And there was this lady that she gave a talk about Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. And when she spoke about that, when I heard the word of God talking about witchcraft and the superstition and everything, I was so touched. My heart was changed that night. You know, I remember that I cried so much because I heard the word that it was directly to my heart that the Lord was talking to me. And I remember that I went to my house and I told my mom, you know, this happened to me. I remember that I went the next day to church, to confession. I started going to mass daily, reading the Bible, you know, at least 1 hour, 2 hours daily. It was this thirst of God that he gave me about his word. And I felt so much love from the Father that he loved me. And this fire that he put inside of my heart, it was wonderful. And I told the guy, you know, I hope that this passion that you gave me for you, that's this love that I feel that you have for me, that doesn't go away. And it's going to be 31 years now, remember, that he came to me, you know, that he grabbed me, that I felt that he loved me so much.
That's amazing. The call on your life and how you never looked back.
Funny, because 6 months later, the deacon in the parish, he invited me to go ahead and start a prayer group for the youth. And I remember that I told the deacon, "Deacon, I just had my encounter with Jesus 6 months ago. I don't know anything about evangelization. I don't know anything about handling or creating a youth group." And he said, "No, you're going to do it." So it was unbelievable. And it's still, as of today, that prayer group still exists there in Corpus Christi in Miami. Yes, yes.
So the both of you sort of got called to serve right away. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. But a couple quick other things. I know you both have interesting jobs and you have a beautiful family. So tell us a little bit about your day-to-day work. And then we'd love to hear about your family.
Yes, I've been working for a company for 31 years. We make the ink that the federal government used to print the money. And it's been a long career. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I feel very proud of what I do. And every time I see like a dollar bill, a $100 bill, a $50 bill, I feel very proud because I said myself, oh, what I do is in there. And maybe people don't know, but the company for a world is the leader one in the world for security inks. And we make the ink for the most of the countries for printing the money.
That is fascinating to me. Elaine, tell us a little bit about your work.
I've been working in the accounting environment for my whole life and working as a business manager. St. Anthony of Padua in Falls Church, that's our parish, for the past 10 mm-hmm. years. It was really funny. I was the manager of a radio station, handling all the books, handling all the financials and everything. And I was part of financial committee in my parish. And then the business manager was going away. And then the pastor he asked me, you know, if I could go ahead and come and work with him as the business manager. And at the beginning, I was resistant. I say, oh, no, you know, working in a parish. But then a lot of people, you know, told me, you know, he's a saint. Just say yes. I know that you're going to help him a lot. And I say yes. So I've been working already with the parish of St. Anthony, handling all the finance and everything. And it's been truly a blessing.
I think it's interesting that you're both sort of involved in the behind the scenes with money in different ways. So I always look for what's the spiritual.
That's you now that you say
what, it. What is that? So, you know, and God is really spending you in ways. So there's something there. So we heard a little bit about how you came to the Lord and came to this country and how you spend your work days, but just tell us a little bit about your family, because I heard some sweet things about your kids and we'd love to hear about that.
Yes. Well, let me tell you a little bit how we met. I know that Miguel said that we met in our prayer group. He used to play the drums. And I remember that I had a good friend. And when every time that I saw him, you know, playing the drum at the end, he used to become really red, his face, when he saw me. And I told my friend, you know, I think that he likes me when he sees me. And it was really funny and everything. And then probably like a year later, probably 2 years later, he asked me to go ahead and he just from front, he told me, you know, I want to have a serious relationship with you. I want to get married with you. And I say, okay, come on, wait.
Oh my just goodness.
He told me like that. So I remember that I told him, you know what? Let me think about it. Let's wait 45 days, you know, if we wanted to go ahead and start dating. So he was really impatient. So before the 45 days, I told him yes. But it was really funny because we felt that the Lord was calling us to have a holy relationship. Mm-hmm. So we decided, you know, to start dating, know each other, but not to kiss until we got married. So we spent 3 years knowing each other. It was truly a blessing to do that because it helped us a lot. We spent a lot of time together doing evangelization in our prayer group and everything. And just knowing each other and getting together with the Lord.
You know, the thing that I asked the Lord that I want from a lady. And I was, you know, like waiting for because he gave me a promise in the Bible that a good woman is a gift from the Lord for those who respect him. And
right.
I pray with that promise, and I say, I'm going to wait for that gift that you have for me. And that's how when I saw her one day, you know, my heart was like beating, like, and my blow went up and down. That's how she saw me, that I was completely red in my face. And then I feel it in my heart that the Lord told me, she's the one that I got from you. But I want you to follow what I'm going to tell you. And that's how we met.
I said, you know, one of the things that I liked Miguel the most was his faith. So we gave to the Lord and say, you know, God, we want to have a holy relationship. So we spent dating around 3 years without kissing until we got married by the church.
And then we spent those 3 years without, you know, like kissing because we feel that he was calling us to be a holy relationship.
So it was really good because that time helped us to know each other.
Profound. You know, God calls us all to holiness, but that doesn't always look the same for every person exactly. You know, our holiness is really obedience to the Lord. In ways, you make me think of some of the special calls of the saints that we read about, and the things that you were called to do for those 3 years might not be everyone's call, but there's something in that for every one of us who's listening. Just really trusting the Lord with your vocation of in relationship, really asking him and being obedient. And I think about what's the Bible verse? Trust in the Lord and do good. And you will dwell in the land and enjoy security. And then he's going to give you the desires of your heart. And that is just you guys. What a great story.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to share it. You know, when we share it, when we give retreats for the youth and we tell them, you know, that we never kiss for 3 years, they say, you know, how can you do that? And I tell them, probably the Lord is not calling you to do that. But yes, to have a holy relationship. You can have a holy relationship, a same relationship for the Lord.
That's a whole other podcast we could get into. helping people have holy dating right now is a really, it's a tough call.
But yes,
it's so important.
And I remember when I was marrying her, I told her, you see, I told you since the beginning, you're going to be my wife. I was so sure about that.
Because I was telling him that I was going to return back to Miami. You know, my mom was waiting for me over there, my family and everything. And then probably like 6 months later, after we got married, I became pregnant of John Mark. But then 2 months later, we lost him. So it was really devastating for me. And John Mark was supposed to be born on May 11th. And I was really afraid I needed to go through a healing process because I thought that if I became pregnant again, that the same thing was going to happen to me, that I was going to have a miscarriage. But then the Lord bless us. The next year, I got pregnant again with Ileana Isabella. And Ileana was born May 13. The following year, I got pregnant again with Jeremiah Ventura. And he was supposed to be born May 11th, but then he was born earlier. So he was born April 23rd. So we have two beautiful children. And Ileana, she loves to play basketball. She loves to read. She loves to sing. She also helps us in the house with doing the choirs in the house. And Jeremiah's, they only almost a year. Well, there's 3 weeks in the month that they have the same age. So it's really funny. So Jeremiah, he loves to play basketball. He loves to build things with his hands and everything. And he tells us that one day, you know, that he wants to study to be a lawyer because he wants to be the president of the United States so he can go ahead and present Christ so everybody will love Christ and have an encounter with Jesus. So we pray for him so the Lord can go ahead and both of them guide them so they can discern what is their vocation in life.
And I can add to that that both of them have been, you know, part of our mission too, of our call, because they've been in many, many missions with us, and they love it. Now they start, you know, like serving too. It's been a blessing that they part that of the mission too, that they love it. They love what we do, and we feel very, very blessed.
That's awesome. Thank you. So we met you guys a couple of years ago, I think, and you are part of a ministry, which I am going to say incorrectly. So the ministry that you two serve in, that was really your evangelism vehicle. Could you tell us the name of it and how you got involved and kind of what you do?
Yes. Our ministry name is Jesus is Alive. Ministerio de Evangelización Católico, Jesús está vivo. Jesus is Alive. So we started at that prayer group, like I mentioned to you. And probably like 5 years later, five of us, we were really good friends. We felt that the Lord was calling us to do something else. We felt that the Lord was calling us to evangelize. And we went to our pastor, at that time was Father Todd Greenell, and we told Father, you know, Father, we want to go ahead and evangelize. We want to go ahead and do something in the Diocese of Arlington. And he said, you know what? Go and pray. And he let us pray for 3 years. Wow. 3 years after, he told us, okay, come and tell us what is it that you want to do. And we told him, you know, Father, we want to go ahead and evangelize. We want to have a bookstore. We want to have a radio program. We want to have do retreats and things like that. And he said, okay, I'm going to allow you to go ahead and do what presented to me now, and we're going to do it. So he approved our ministry April 2003. So this April is going to be 20 years that we'll be doing a radio station. Yes.
Praise you, Lord. That's amazing. And I hear a theme with the 3 years of waiting. You got to wait 3 years to get married and 3 years to minister. So there's something there too.
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, and the Lord has been wonderful. All the blessings that we have seen, you know, all the people that we have been part of the life, that we have seen the change in the life. It's amazing. And now that we have Unbound, it's like, this is what we needed, because we felt that was something missing. Although that we were doing evangelization, that we were doing retreats for the youth, for the couples, we said, you know, there's something missing until we learn about Unbound through Terry Regans from our diocese.
You know that we were wondering when we present the kerygma to the people, and seeing then that for a few months they started living the new life, but then somehow, you know, in a lot of people, that life is like a gone from them, and that's how we were like with Elaine wonder, you know, something is missing, because we give them the kerygma, the heart of the gospel, and we give Jesus, but why is it that a lot of them cannot maintain the new life. And that's how, you know, the Lord let us know the unbound. And he, like the word of God said, right, say, seek the Lord
and taste
the goodness. And that will happen to us with unbound. We tasted and we said, Lord, this is what I was missing.
And, Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And we have seen it now, because before we give the kerygma, we give them the unbound conference. And then we give the kerygma, and then we're seeing that people is maintaining the new life, because they experience freedom with the unbound conference.
And it was, and listen to this, Jacqueline, it was really funny, because in 2013, the pastor then in San Antonio, he gave me the Book of Unbound. I look at it, I just put it in my desk, and that was it. I read it just a few pages. And that was it. Then, when the COVID hit in 2019, a priest in our diocese, he was giving a retreat about Unbound. And, you know, I just went to the retreat, and God delivered me. There was a lie, although that I was serving the Lord, that I was preaching, that I was doing all this. God gave me a promise in 1993, and I doubted that promise. When I took Unbound, the Lord brought that promise to me and said, you know, 5 years ago, you started doubting about that promise. And that's when I saw the deception that the devil had done to me. And I believe it. You know, Unbound, when the priest did the renunciation and forgiving and all those, the five keys, I received deliverance. Was this joy that I received in my heart that it was crazy. Amen. It was this joy, you know, inside of me. I felt free. It was like, you know, Lord, you dear, and so on. And, you know, I shared that with our members, with the board of directors, and then we started reading Unbound. You know, the book. After we read the book, then we called the diocese, and then we spoke with Terry. We spoke with our pastor and said, we wanted to do this.
Yes. So, like, right away, you had this power encounter, you experienced freedom, and then once again, you just jump in that boat that serves. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And you see, and something that happened too, when we met Terry, and she said to us that she was been praying for someone in the Hispanic community to take the Unbound conference and present it to the Hispanic community. And then we said, you know, say, okay, this is the answer that we were looking for. So the Lord is calling us to do this. And because she said to us, you guys are the answer of my prayer.
Well, God is so good, because listeners who don't know, all around this same time, we kind of retranslated Unbound with a new, fresh, more accurate title, Liberato, and we're able to finish translating all of our resources into Spanish. Thank you, Lord. And all of this sort of happened right around the time that you two jumped on board. And so tell us what you guys have been doing that's different or new. I mean, you talked about now you give the freedom in Christ, the Unbound conference, and then you really teach more about the faith. But where have you guys been, and what are some doors that have opened for you that you've been able to bring Unbound to, you know, new hearts and places?
The Lord has been really great to us, because automatically we were able to go ahead and do, in 2020, we were able to go ahead and do two Unbound conference in the Diocese of Arlington. So it was like a boom. Then the following year, we went to Mexico to do an Unbound conference, and a team is over there, you know, studying to go ahead and do the basic training and everything about Unbound. They love it, you know, with Father Elias Arambula. And then we were able to go ahead and go to North Carolina. So in 2021, we were able to do eight conferences, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then this year, last year, we were able to go to the Dominican Republic and do the conference with the same priest that I started working at St. Anthony. It was truly a blessing. And he invited us to go back again this year. So this year, we're going to take the Unbound conference again to the Dominican Republic. We're going to go to El Salvador for the first time to go again and take the Unbound conference.
Oh,
going
wow.
back Yeah, and then we're going to have two conferences over here in Arlington. We're going to North Carolina, and then we're going to do another one in Florida. So there's around 13 conferences on Bound Conference this year that we're going to go ahead and be giving. And right now, we also are training some people from North Carolina, from Rhode Island, and also we're reviewing the basic training of Bound with the videos and things like that.
Those of you who think God can't use you because you're raising young children, think again. These two, aren't they so amazing? So Elaine and Miguel, when you go do these mission trips, you mentioned that you bring your kids with you. So tell us about that.
Well, it's like I told you before, they were born in the mission. So mm-hmm. even when they were in the tunnel, my wife, we were in mission. So I think they got that fire inside since they were in the tunnel of my wife. So they love it. They like to go with us. And they are very, very good part of our team too, because they pray for us, they pray for the people, and they really love it. They really love it. They say, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. Tell me
oh,
that.
That's so great.
Tell me with you. Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing better in terms of the gift you can give your children than to have them see the fruit of God's faithfulness. Born into mission. I love that. Born into mission.
Exactly. You know, we tell them, you know, you were born in a family that we are missionaries. We are passionate about the Lord, although that we have our secular job, because we call it, although that I work at a parish, for me, that's my secular job. You know, evangelization, what we do, this is our passion. So people can go ahead and know God, bring people to the Lord so they can know, you know, that God is alive, that God loves them, that He's there for us, that you are not alone. And especially now with Unbound, that they can go ahead and experiment the freedom in a deeper way, that they can maintain it, that they can live it, that they can know. One thing that I love about Unbound is that it helps you to know yourself more internally. Mm-hmm. Because it helps you to know your reaction, the way that you behave, the way that you think. So you can go ahead and meditate and say, you know, this is correct the way that I'm thinking. I'm thinking the way that the Lord wants me to think. Where is this thought coming from? Mm-hmm. So that way you can put a name to that thought that is coming to your mind. And I love that. I love it. We love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we really love it. And it's been a blessing. And we've been seeing changes on people's life. And it's something, you know, very, very special happens when we give the first conference. When we give the first conference, a lot of friends that we had met in the mission, people from North Carolina, few of them came to listen to the conference that we give. And they had that experience, freedom very deeply. And I remember that day, you know, one of those friends approached to us and say, I want this. I want this in my parish. I want other people to experience. And that's how we went to North Carolina in the first mission, remember, with the Unbound section. And it happens now that the people who come to those conferences from different towns from North Carolina, they do the same. They say, oh, I want this. I want my family to have the experience. I want my parents to have the experience. And that's how, you know, it's like a bomb, the Unbound.
I love that.
Yes. I'm going to tell you a little testimony, the last one.
Yes, what I was hoping for. Good.
Yeah, we gave an Unbound conference. The last one that we gave over here was in December, and it was attended by this young gentleman from Honduras, and he suffered. He told us the testimony. He said, I was afraid to drive. I've been in three different accidents in cars where the cars have flipped around, and I was totally afraid to drive. During the conference, I was able to renounce to that fear that came to me when I had those three accidents. The next day, Monday morning, Jacqueline, he went to the dealer and he bought a car and he's driving.
Yes. Talk about a leap of faith there, you know, that's not like he borrowed his brother's car.
He told me that his brother was amazed when he called his brother and told him, can you please take me to the dealer?
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine being the dealer. You know, what was that conversation like? did he tell him why he was going to start driving? I love that.
Yes.
So Unbound impacted you personally. You guys jumped in the mission ship right away and have been giving it away. And it sounds like you are experiencing that bomb, as you say, when you bring the message of freedom in Christ, when you bring it's the gospel message that we know and have heard, but maybe just a little bit more accessible. And you are really, really an inspiration. So I'm hoping, listeners, if you are either someone who wants to be set free, who wants that yes, to have that bomb open up your heart, get some prayer, look us up on our website, heartofthefeather.com. Check out our events. But if you are out there listening and you feel the Lord inspiring you to bring the message of Jesus and freedom and his power and love, I just want to say you might want to reach out to us and maybe we'll connect you with others like Elaine and Miguel. Don't be afraid to let the Lord move you to evangelization. I just feel like there's an anointing on Elaine and Miguel, and I could spend another hour talking to them, but we are going to have to wrap up. But I am going to ask them, before they pray for us, just to impart this mantle that they are walking in, this mantle of really trusting the Lord and not holding back and giving it all for him. I just wanted to ask if there's something the Lord is speaking to you right now in your life, like this new year, or as you prepare for the Lenten season, what's the Lord speaking to you today?
He's telling us that this is an exciting mission that he has given us, and that he's with us, that he's going to bless many, many people. And we feel very, very blessed that he trusts us. And that the trust that he has given us, the trust with Heart of the Father Ministry.
And we truly bless, you know, with the trust that Neil and Heart of the Father Ministry has given us. So we pray for you guys because you are a blessing to the whole world. You know, you guys are truly a blessing. So we ask the Lord to continue pouring, you know, his Holy Spirit, that he continue opening doors through you guys. So the lives of a lot of people will be touched through you guys.
Thank you, Morin.
And at this moment, I just see fire, and the fire is going to many places through Heart of the Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
And I pray this moment, Lord, for every person that is listening this podcast, that you put their heart in fire, for them not to be afraid, that you are there with them, that the only thing that you are asking them just to start walking, that you are with them, that you will bless them, everything that they will do. In your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We are so blessed by you guys. Just an incredible joy. So I just pray that all of those, again, who are out there just are really inspired and moved. And if you wanted to take a look at our events page and maybe find something that you'd love to join us in, or just listen to some other podcasts and then allow the Lord to show you what he wants to do with you. We are a donations-based ministry, so that's always a great blessing to us if you feel inspired. I'll link the donate button in the show notes. Say a quick prayer for Elaine and Miguel and their beautiful family. Thank you, listeners, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.